Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. I'm your host, Peter Minter. I'm a musician, recording artist, composer, meditation teacher, rhythm facilitator, sound practitioner, producer, and cat lover. I'm the founder of Positive Music, where I run team building and wellness programs for corporate organizations, community groups, and schools. On this podcast, I wanted to share with you my experience of deep listening. It's something that I continue to learn and grow each day. I find the topic really, really interesting, and considering that we've all been in lockdown lately, I thought that this might be a topic that many people might be interested in. Well, I can't believe that I'm actually celebrating my 30th year as a musician. Gee, time flies. But over this period of time, I had some doubts about my skills as a musician. And I think it really had to do with self-confidence and trust in my ability. Hence the quest of learning how to listen. Over many years, I've been fascinated with how we listen. I wanted to improve my musicality and the way I facilitated groups, and of course also my relationships as well. So in the last 10 years, I've explored this topic. At the moment, I'm reading Alicia Keys' biography, her new release. And one of the chapters, she mentions that people ask her, how do you come up with the great songs that you write? And she says, I lock myself away in my room and hear gentle whispers. I remember when I first began studying drumming and realized that I wanted to become a professional percussionist. The advice I received was, well, if you're going to practice 2 hours a day, you need to listen to music 2 hours a day. And if you're going to practice 4 hours a day, then you would need to listen to music 4 hours a day. And so I took this on board, and I was really interested in bebop at that time. But I didn't quite understand it. So what I did is I would play a tape before I went to bed. Now you're getting the idea of how old I am, talking about tapes and things like that. Yes, tapes and tape players. And anyway, so one of my favourites to listen to at that time was Branford Marsalis. I really enjoyed the music, but there are a few things that I didn't quite understand at the time. So that's when I began my quest on listening, how to listen. So this is when I began a quest on improving my listening skills. So for me to become a professional percussionist, I really needed to learn a variety of styles. So in my mid-20s, I was introduced to meditation by master drummer percussionist and composer David Jones. And this was a pivotal point in my life. And so that's where I began my journey into even deeper listening. So meditation had brought me to a place of silence. Meditation has given me a deeper sense of clarity, a deeper sense of focus. And this, to me, this is the key of deep listening, because there's so much clarity. And if we're creating music, or we're facilitating groups, or we're having a conversation with someone, for me, I need to be in that space of silence for me to fully listen to what's going on. And sometimes when I'm in my recording studio, I could spend a whole day and it feels like an hour has gone by. So I try to bring in that practice of silence and meditation into many things that I do. I'm not always successful, but it's something that I continue to work on. I remember a few years back when I attended a silent retreat. It was about only for 3 days, not very long, but it was enough for me to really understand the art of listening, because there was so much silence and it was absolutely fantastic. You know, of course, the first day was a bit awkward because it's like, you know, we're always, our mind is most of the time engaged, and we're either, if we're with people, we need to speak. Being in this silence was a place that I hadn't been for such a long time. And I actually heard things that I hadn't heard before. I actually started to tune my listening into the things around me. So listening to the distant sounds of the traffic or bird life, and just listening and not judging. I think that was the biggest challenge for me, was not judging the sounds that I'm listening to. And I'm still working at that. Maybe one day. But that experience, that retreat experience, had changed so much in how I listened, truly listened. And not long after the silent retreat, I attended a sound healing training, a week's sound healing training, studying with a Tibetan monk. And every day we would learn chants and chant non-stop for 2 hours. And that was another amazing experience, because we didn't necessarily talk with each other. We were in the space of, in that silent space of that clarity of mind. And by the end of the training, I couldn't believe it, but I could actually sing on pitch. Now, I'm not a singer, but during that process of being in silence and chanting, I actually got to hear music in a different way. More of a pristine way, if that makes sense. More clarity, I would say. Yeah, more clarity. And so the combination of things that I've experienced over the last 8 years, I would say, has got me to this space of feeling great with music, feeling great with silence, feeling more comfortable when it comes to deeper listening. Back in 2013, I went into a recording studio and hired a good friend, amazing musician and bass player and composer and producer, Evripides Evripadu. So if you wanted to Google him or look him up, listen to his music, go for it, because he is amazing. So anyway, so I hired Evry to help me produce my first album. Yes, it had taken me that long to build up the confidence to actually record my first album. And I was so grateful that I had this amazing musician to collaborate and produce my album. Boy, did I learn lots more about listening, deep listening. And that's what I've noticed with many musicians who I've come in contact with over the years. The level that they're either performing or recording or playing their instrument, it's actually through meditation. And so spending time with musicians that spend time in meditation has certainly put me on the path of going even deeper, learning about the skills of musicianship, learning the skills of deep listening, learning the skills of music. So now I invite you to sit back and relax. I'm going to play one of the songs from my first album, where Every produced this album called Radiant Creation. And we collaborated together on this song called Island Bliss. And I wrote this song from my experience of spending quality time with friends and learning drum circle facilitation in Hawaii. And I wanted to get across the feeling of the ocean. And so sit back and relax and imagine yourself being on an island, resting under a tree, looking out to the ocean. Thank you. So I hope you enjoyed Island Bliss and had a chance to calm the mind, soothe the soul, and release any tension within the body. So I have a gift for you. It's a free drumming meditation guide that you can download to help improve your own practice, your own music meditation practice, or even just your creative meditation practice. So it includes setting up your own practice. It's a personal development guide into listing your values, your passions and your skills, igniting your creativity, and how to develop a successful drumming meditation practice. To download this free guide, just go to positivemusic.com.au/free-resources-hub, and it's my gift to you. So there may be some tips that you have to help develop skills on delving deeper into listening. Just leave a comment under the video. And if you really like this video, just click the subscribe button and the like button. So thank you so much for being here with me today. I really appreciate your time. And I'll see you on the next video. Bye.